While America's intellectual and artistic elite were experimenting with acid for self-exploration, the U.S. government was secretly giving this powerful new drug to prisoners, prostitutes, drug addicts, people who couldn't fight back, as one CIA officer put it. Maybe the Unabomber was given LSD as well, though we'll never know for sure, thanks to CIA Director Richard Helms's having most of the program's records destroyed. This is Boston mobster Whitey Bulger, who was another illustrious graduate of MKUltra, and he was definitely given LSD while in Atlanta Federal Prison as a volunteer.
Alleged mobster James Whitey Bulger fled Boston in late 1994 as federal agents were about to arrest him in connection with 19 killings, racketeering, and other crimes that spanned the early 1970s to mid-1980s.
Bulger went into prison as a small-time thug, but when he got out, he took over the Boston underworld by corrupting nearly the entire Boston FBI office. James Whitey Bulger went on to become Boston's most powerful criminal and spent 16 years on the FBI's most wanted list. Whitey Bulger's henchmen later testified during his various trials that the gangster often talked about his experience with LSD and that it, quote, took him to the depths of insanity. Did LSD help transform a simple South Boston truck hijacker into a brilliant criminal? An unanswerable question, to be sure, but an interesting one nonetheless.